Reno's Rock Station, Rock 104.5. We are backstage at Aftershock 2024, and you remember the band 2002. They put out one incredible record entitled Welcome with the song Poem. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to the guys from Taproot. What is up, Steven?
What's up, bro?
How you doing,
Thanks
man?
For having us. We had another good record before that. Appreciate 2002. Yeah.
Well, I mean, hey, well,
What's
welcome,
up,
man.
Guys? Thanks for having us.
With Poem, it was like the song that just,
oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it,
yeah.
I mean, it broke you guys. I mean,
for
it just
sure.
kind of,
oh,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
for sure.
Screw Napster. Fuck
yes.
them.
Let's take you back. Let's take us back to the beginning of Taproot and, well, the roots of Taproot.
Honestly, it's kind of crazy. Not a lot of people know that Taproot started. It was like a all-star band from the Metro Detroit area.
Okay.
I was the drummer.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I did growing up my whole life.
All right.
And then we had a singer from a band called 20 Dead Flower Children who moved on to LA, and we were like, oh, crap. And then our bassist was like, man, it's too far to drive. Went to Chicago,
oh,
and
man.
I was like, oh, crap, I guess I'll try to sing.
Okay.
Back then, I was trying to do, like, Bone Thugs and Harmony with, like, singing stuff.
All right, all right.
But being a metal guy, I knew how to scream. I taught myself
right.
how to scream. But so in 97, yeah, we started this version of Taproot. And since then, it was an uphill battle, but it worked. Like, we started a local thing at home that's hard to explain. Like, it wasn't like a lot of people reach out to
right.
try to gain familiarity, but we just started at home and people were like, oh, okay, let's go see those guys.
Right.
So we got, you know, a lot of, you know, acclaim, and then we got to open up for System of a Down.
Oh, wow.
And then through their management, we ended up getting the chance to, you know, audition for Atlantic Records,
okay,
Rick Rubin, all that, and that's
right.
when the whole Fred Durst thing went down.
Okay.
Which you're welcome to talk about.
Well, let's talk about the Fred Durst thing.
Sweet.
Let's do
and,
it.
And that's the worst part, is that it's not as bad on my end.
Okay.
It's crazy.
All right, let's hear it.
Fred Durst, who was a friend for numerous years,
okay,
was trying to sign us because we're from Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Right.
College town.
Yeah.
University of Michigan.
Uh-huh.
So we got their first record 2 weeks before it was released.
Okay.
And on the inside, it was like, send your demos, bro. Send your demos. Because you can tell Fred's already, you know,
right.
yeah, feed me stuff. I'll try to hook you up. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
But so he reached out to us. We became buddies. But then it was like he offered us a demo deal with, let's let you record 2 songs, see if it works out so good. But then we had the chance to do the System of a Down, Velvet Hammer,
right.
you know, Streetwise. And we were like, no, nah, we want a deal. We don't want, like, a chance.
Right, okay.
So,
yeah.
And then it turned into Fred being pissed off and left my mom back. You guys are so modern. Back then, it was a micro cassette tape.
Yes.
A micro cassette
yep,
tape
yep.
at my mom's house.
Oh, boy.
With Fred leaving the threatening voice message. And honestly, till this day, I swear on my fucking mom's soul, I don't know how it got out.
Wow.
My mom is cool enough that she might have behind my back been like, here you guys go.
Right.
Put it out there. Because it's out there, but there was only one micro cassette with that on there,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't take it and be like, guys, let's use this, let's promote.
Right.
No, but so it got out there, but I'm still to this day a Fred Durst fan, a Limp Bizkit fan.
Right.
Every time we play shows with them,
yeah.
I'm always wondering if I get to go out and sing Stuck with them, like I used to.
Right.
And the last time we played with them, I took a picture, Mike from Stained was like
uh-huh.
reaching out giving a handshake, but I knew there was a girl by me, so I thought Fred was just walking by with his old man
right.
stuff he wears now, looking at her. And then when I zoom in on the picture, dead evil eyes.
Oh, really?
On me. I'm like,
oh boy. So there's still some animosity there.
That's too bad. So Steven, you're from Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Yeah.
Taylor's from Gulf Coast, Mississippi. How the hell did that happen?
We aborted the South, and then we adopted. We adopted.
Okay.
Yeah. That's bad to say, but no, Taylor has a way better version, so please let him do it.
So I was in a rising band on the Gulf Coast. We were actually starting to play some DWP festivals. We did like Welcome to Rockville. And we were that band that could sell 150 to 200 tickets, you know, to different shows. And then we got the opportunity to open for them in Nonpoint in Mobile, Alabama at the Soul Kitchen. Started hanging out with them, had, you know, just really good connection right off the bat. And then fast forward a couple months later, we opened for them at CPR Fest, which is part of 97.9 CPRs. That's their big radio festival that we do. Walked up to them and I was like, what's up? Do you guys remember us? And he was like, yeah, Taylor from Catharsis. And I was like, what? What do you mean you remember? You know, like how are, A, you remember my band name, which is really stupid and hard to pronounce and hard to spell.
That's actually still on my phone. Okay. Like, I actually nice. Put Taylor a slash from- Taproot guitarist, but no, it still says Catharsis. I swear to
nice.
God.
Nice.
And so, got to talking and I was like, man, if you guys ever want support on the road, we'd love to come out with you. And Phil put me in touch with their manager at the time, Eric Baker, and next thing you knew, we were on their same management and we were on the 2013 winter tour. And I ended up hanging out with them more than I hung out with my old band. Okay. Which, and you know, after yeah. that tour, we all kept in touch, you know what I mean? Like, Phil and I would have like 2 hour long phone calls about life, nutrition, food, philosophy. You know, we would text off and on. We would play video games on the road together, and their touring drummer at the time. We play Call of Duty still to this day. Nice. So like 11 year streak of Call of Duty. And when I quit my band, I made my way to Detroit. I started another band called Riding with Killers that I sing and play guitar with. And their old touring drummer did all the drums on that record. And after we finished it, he just started, Dave, started sending songs to Steve and Phil. And they're like, wow, he's still active. That's cool. Where's he at? And I found out that I moved to Detroit and I got a phone call and they're like, hey, do you want to come play guitar? And I start crying in the middle of this restaurant. I'm hanging out with a bunch of friends. And like, it's because I'm like, oh, guys, hold on 1 second. Phil's calling me.
It's very spicy food.
Yeah, super
spicy.
Did
you know you made him cry?
The spicier, the better. But like everyone at the table sees this start materializing, and they're like, "Who died?" And I'm like, "Everything's wonderful." And you know, and then I got to join the band, man. It was it's one of the coolest things. I didn't have this on my bingo card, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And and when I started learning the songs, like they felt so familiar. Like obviously I've listened to the catalog, but like. When I was learning songs that I didn't originally know how to play, like I figured them out like all that, right. And it felt like I had been playing them my entire life.
Right.
So
what's next?
Yeah, we have we're here right now. We have a show in Bakersfield, a show in San Diego.
Bakersfield.
Yeah, that'll be
hot damn.
Hopefully, right.
There was some sarcasm there, I think.
I hope both.
Please come to Reno.
I'm pretty sure both
Reno's
the guys
better. We
there,
have casinos.
Right.
Bakersfield doesn't.
And both the guys at the show are probably going to punch me right in my black eye that I'm growing right now.
Yeah, how did that happen? Was that from today?
Yeah, that was in the mosh pit.
It
was
mosh
awesome.
Pit. Oh, now which band?
Me.
Oh, you went
Us.
Into your own mosh pit.
Yeah. Twice.
Oh, jeez.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, it was great.
Steve's a maniac.
I am a maniac, but no. So we have Bakersfield, San Diego, some time
better.
Off, then a couple Machine Shop in Flint, Michigan, and then I'm fucked.
Now, are you guys taking off tonight, or are you going to stick around for the rest of the festival and check anyone out?
We're staying to check out
Who
Slipknot.
Do you want to see?
Definitely Slipknot, of course, but I really want to go see Juliette Lewis.
Yeah, what time is it?
7:15.
So
we got time.
We need to get you guys out of here so you can go see Juliette.
Yeah, fuck off.
And, I really want to see Mastodon
I love you too,
as well.
Steven.
No, I'm down to hang. I do want a picture with Mallory Knox.
Okay, there
I do.
You go.
Yep.
Oh, well, guys, you've done so much throughout your career. And again, thank you so very much for coming to hang out. We do appreciate it. I know you guys want to go check out some other bands. But we got a little segment we like to call Fast Five.
Okay.
These are five very fast either or questions.
Okay.
And we've been kind of tailoring them to where, you know, a lot of the bands are from. And so here we go. So I know that you are from Ann Arbor, Michigan. I got to get my flashlight here because it's
Hang
a little.
Real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to give the Mississippi guy a chance.
All right.
Gumbo or crawdads?
Gumbo.
Okay.
there we go. All right. So it's a fast five. Now it's
Always.
A fast six.
Always.
All right.
And
so
my
here
wife
we...
makes amazing gumbo.
And I think you pretty much answered this already, but here we go. Wolverines or Spartans?
Wolverines for me, but I don't care. Yeah. I don't like learning facilities and education.
There you go. Okay, fair enough. All right, Detroit-style pizza, Chicago-style pizza?
Chicago.
Oh. I'm from Chicago. I All know right. I claim okay. Ann Arbor.
Fair enough. Tigers or Lions?
Tigers.
Lions.
Ooh, there we go.
Baseball is so dumb.
Oh, fuck off.
At least they brought the goddamn clock in to make it quicker.
Just played Louisville. Got to go to the Louisville Slugger Museum and
oh,
Factory.
That's cool.
I got an actual MLB-rated bat, and I got a Babe Ruth commemorative bat. One of the coolest tours I've ever done. So big shout-out to the Louisville Slugger Factory and Museum. Amazing place.
Nice. All right.
First time I ever went to a game with my wife. Her parents had, like, Tigers season tickets and shit.
Right.
When they had Ian Kinsler.
Okay.
He's like the dude that wears like wannabe Vato stuff with long socks that I do.
Okay.
With the tucked shorts and stuff.
Right.
Where's my lucky number three?
Okay.
That's me.
Lucky number three.
So going toward the game, I was like, guarantee Kinsler gets a home run. We show up, bases loaded. I was like, boom, guaranteed Grant. Boom.
Out of the stadium.
I was like, I'm out.
Yep. There you go.
Yep.
And then go. Called the shot.
Go All Saints. Right. Who dat?
All right.
Who dat?
We
who
got
dat two. Yeah.
We got
there.
Two more. We got Lake Michigan, Lake Superior.
I have to go Lake Michigan just because the Chicago tie.
Okay.
But I'm also a wannabe Canadian hockey kid.
All right.
So yeah. I'll give that a close to, but Lake Michigan. I'm Chicago.
All right. Fair
I'll
enough.
Say the same.
All right.
Well, what is it? Three out of five Great Lakes prefer Michigan anyway. So.
And then
Not
last
Lake
one.
Erie.
MC5 or Stooges?
Stooges.
That's tough for me because I have a senior picture of Jimmy Osterberg.
Okay.
As known as
Iggy Pop.
Graduated with my mom. So there's pictures of MC5 in like the high school. Like I went to Pioneer High School where my mom and Iggy went to high school. So there was the beginning of that.
Right.
And then the Stooges came after. So I don't
Survivor
have a.
The grandfathers, though.
Fair, exactly. Yeah. That's what. Right, but I can go home if I can find it in my goddamn dead mom's fucking storage. But no, I have Jimmy Osterberg.
Okay.
I have his high school photo, and it's both. So I'm fine either way.
Okay.
And then even my aunt. Who was younger, went to school with down on Main Street.
Bob Seger. Okay.
Same high school.
Right. There. Wow. That's amazing. Look, there are so, there. When it comes to Michigan bands, Michigan artists, there are so many. And so you guys are.
Shout
in,
out to Andrew W.K.
Yeah. Oh, love Andrew W.K. There
oh,
you go,
Oh, I
baby.
Made a face that I thought
love
you
it.
Didn't think you would make. Well, he didn't go to my high school. No.
All right. Guys, All right. Thank you so very much for stopping by.
Dude.
Taproot, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Reno's Rock Station, Rock 104.5.
Dude, thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. This is